This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ben, I've got good news and bad news. You can keep this job.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. After months of speculation about Ben Bernanke's job, the wait and debate are just about over. Today, President Obama is expected to announce Bernanke will stay for another term as Fed chairman. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us live from Washington. Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Bernanke's term isn't up for five more months. Why the early announcement?
Well, you know, Bill, rumors about Bernanke and his reappointment had been swirling around Washington for months. Many people thought Larry Summers had designs on this job. And as the debate over whether or not Bernanke would be reappointed kept dragging out, it really undermined the Fed chairman's ability to, really direct policy in a way that was credible over the long term. So, you know, this basically puts an end to that parlor game.
Well, why the parlor game? What has all the intrigue been about?
Well, politicians in Washington are always tempted to pressure the Fed to goose economic growth. You know, they'd like the Fed to lower interest rates, push unemployment down, and they'd like all of this to happen before the next election. Markets tend not to worry about elections so much. Their biggest fear is often inflation. And as the debate over Bernanke's reappointment dragged out, he looked vulnerable, and markets began to be a bit anxious that he might not feel independent enough to take steps to stop inflation from really getting out of control down the road.
Okay, and you're up early this morning, Steve. How have world markets and experts been reacting?
Well, generally, they're pleased. Bill, Bernanke's been criticized for not having seen the financial panic in 2008 coming. But when the crisis hit, he reacted really aggressively. The Fed took historic and unprecedented steps to keep credit flowing. It made more than $1 trillion in emergency loans. And many economists are reassured that Bernanke's going to be here to help unwind all of the steps that he took over the last year and really try to move the Fed's balance sheet back to sort of a normal, more traditional state.
Okay. Marketplace's Steve Henn in Washington. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Anger is growing this morning in Germany against General Motors. The frustration is centering on reports the car company might decide not to sell its European division after all. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has the latest.
GM agreed in principle to sell its Opel subsidiary back in May. The German government backs a sale to the Canadian car parts maker Magna. The government promised to put up more than $5 billion to back the deal. But the talks stagnated, and now reports emerging from the US suggest that GM's having second thoughts. It may try to keep Opel and raise the rescue funds itself. The German government is reported to be furious. Auto industry analyst Ferdinand Dudenhofer says most Germans support a takeover by Magna.
Germany is prepared to fight for that solution because it's the sustainable solution.
He says the Magna bid is likely to involve the least number of job losses at Opel. The labor unions at the company are threatening mass protests if the deal doesn't go ahead. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let us do the numbers. European markets are slightly lower this morning, no more than about a third of a percent. Asian markets were mostly lower earlier today, especially Shanghai. China's premier suggested the recovery is still shaky. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 paused after four straight days of gains. It slipped a tiny fraction. The NASDAQ was off a tenth of a percent. The Dow eked out a three-point gain to 9,509. The world's biggest office supply retailer, Staples, said this morning profits dropped almost 40% last quarter thanks to a big charge. As we reported last week, it looks like the federal budget deficit's going to come in smaller than expected today. The Congressional Budget Office and the White House Office of Management and Budget are both going to give their updates this morning on the government's finances. Now, a shrinking deficit might sound good to you, understandably, but Marketplace's John Dimsdale says it's not that good.
Yes, this year's projected deficit is about to drop, but it's mostly because the government won't be spending some $250 billion that had been set aside for another bank bailout.
It's not as if Congress and the president sat down and did a deficit reduction plan or had a big compromise or something.
Corvus Communications budget watcher Stan Collender says even the lower deficit, somewhere around $1.6 trillion, is by far the largest ever. Still, he thinks the red ink was necessary to fight the recession.
Given that consumers weren't spending and businesses weren't spending earlier in the year, there was no other place to go.
But budget watchdogs like Maya McGinnis at the Committee for a Responsible Budget say there will be hard choices once the economy starts to recover.
We're going to have to talk about raising taxes and cutting spending, things politicians don't like to talk about, but they're going to be absolutely necessary to do.
Among her recommendations, let the tax cuts sponsored by President George Bush expire next year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The new Mac operating system goes on sale this week, a little ahead of schedule. It's called Snow Leopard, and as an upgrade to the current Leopard system, it'll cost $29. This new Leopard is going to include built-in support for Microsoft's Exchange Server software, so the email and the calendars and the contacts will flit happily between the two. By the way, Microsoft's new Windows 7 operating system is due in October.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The Cash for Clunkers program ended yesterday for car shoppers. Car dealers have until noon Eastern time today now to file their electronic paperwork and get reimbursed for the rebates they gave customers. And when something works, of course, you copy it. So some people are trying to build on the success of Cash for Clunkers. Joe Dobley owns a bike store in Portland, Oregon.
What would actually make a difference and make a statement at the same time would be actually accepting clunker cars or any cars through the American Lung Association. Bring your receipt in from that and get a discount on a bike.
Customers can also get a discount for a local car sharing service so they can still haul their stuff around. Dobley says, yeah, you can haul stuff on bikes. Put a keg on there if you want to, which sounds slightly precarious to me, but a fine idea. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.